Welcome to the Port Charles Update with your hosts, Mish and Mel.
Hello.
Hello. Holy Friday. Well, actually, yeah, it is a Holy Friday.
Oh, you're literal. Okay. So we're recording a little earlier today. So we're kind of, I don't know, it's a lot because we literally just finished watching the episode. So it's hard to kind of like think of anything else.
I'm riding the high, the Jason so, high.
Okay. This is what I have to say. I wrote this yesterday. We will definitely, I'm sorry, we're going to be all over the place. Like, how can we not talk about today? But this is what I have to say, like by Thursday, because Thursday was the most like, what the F? I wrote, how could it get so good and stupid at the same time?
Right. That's like, that should be the name of the podcast for the whole
Like, I don't even know where to start today. I was just staring at my TV like, what? Like, okay. I don't know. I'm gonna try, but I will say this. Another thing that kind of drove me nuts this week was like,
yes,
I know, obviously, and the actors say this, you know, when you're in a soap opera, some of the dialogue is meant to be like a summary. We get it. You tune in and you're like, okay, they're summarizing a storyline. But this week, everybody was summarizing their whole life and all their major story points. And everything was just super explicit, you know, like for the longest time, we're like, whoa, like everybody, like we're seeing these sharp turns. We talked about people taking sides, but this week, Christina was like, we're taking sides. We're like, thank you for that confirmation. We get it. And so they got very explicit. I mean, like today, I can't, like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to take a deep breath, collect my thoughts and be like, Valentine, can you walk me through? Can you slow it down? I'm trying to like, wrap my head around this meeting.
The meeting, that exactly like what you said, there was information, but there was no information. We confirmed that he's diabolical and that is a part of his character trait that cannot change no matter how long he's on the show.
Well, it changed. It changed until like the breakup and he kept telling Anna, I'm not a good guy. 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 And this is why I am Pikeman. So it was just so odd. I was just trying to myself, like, I don't know, like Valentine is a businessman. Yeah. He used to be WSB, a spy. I don't know how to say this, but I just kind of felt like, oh, I mean, is this not somewhat like of a giant crime organization? I just felt like it was below him. I felt that Valentine had a view of like mobsters. I guess maybe for him, he's not like a mobster. He's like his organization is bigger, I guess. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Like he has, because he had ELQ, like he has other money. And I don't understand. And then the worst part for me, like, so first of all, they were explicit. We're like, remember this guy when he came to town? He was running Pikeman. And now Valentine is. And I'm like, so you mean my mind was supposed to be blown ages ago that guy came in? And they're bringing up really weird details, being like, oh, you know, you're in jail. I'm running things. And you flirted with Carly. And I'm like, what? What are these details I'm supposed to be holding on to? Like, is this supposed to be important? And then he was
the
like,
dream girl, Anna, and she's going to be so disappointed.
And I'm like, I don't know. I felt like, isn't Valentine disappointed? Like, she shot your daughter. And then there's so much reasons to be disappointed, but like, it's over. Like, I felt like telling that guy, like, I don't know what newsletter you're reading, but him and Anna Banana are like over. And like another thing that I was like, they were like, so I used the name Stone. It was someone meaningful. And I thought it'd be great if he thought he was chasing a ghost. And I'm like, oh, so Stone, nothing. And I'm like, it was kind of fun when it did. It would have been, and it was fun when it did mean something. And I felt like maybe more could have been done.
Here's the thing that was confusing. Okay, so like that part was a little like, so Valentine didn't know Jason was in the organization. He came up with the Stone idea on his own separately from Jason.
So he meant it to be about the original Stone, not knowing that, like, you know, oh, Jason's alive. Oopsie poopsie. I didn't know. And also the Michael thing, but Morgan. But then I was flashing to this and like, does anything mean anything? Because I'm flashing back to when I think he was hiding out, and he was hiding out in one of Sunny's homes because he was there with Anna, I guess, and there was like a little piano, and he was like, oh, this must have been Morgan's. And I remember there was such a weird crossover between like the Valentine world, the Corinthos boys, in that sense. Like, I thought that scene was so weird and realistic that he had mentioned Morgan to begin with, and then this scene. But I don't know, apparently like nothing means anything. Okay,
so, well, this is the thing, like, I'm using my videographic memory all the time. So he's messing with Sunny's medication, so all this time we didn't like Sunny was due to his medication. Is that what we're learning? So Sunny is not a giant a-hole. And then,
well, I mean, let's not go too far on that one. Let's not push
it. And then the whole like him being Nina's bestie, like, it's messy and weird and strange and confusing.
It's all of those things. So, like, that's the okay. So Sunny. So Sunny. Because we were talking about that. Like, I mean, I don't, like, we all saw the scenes today. And so Johnny was talking to me about it. And I just said, I'm like, I guess for me, just generally, and I just think any of us watching a soap opera, we did soap opera math and figured, okay, so Sunny hasn't been himself for a long time since Nixon Falls.
Yes.
Nixon Falls was embodied in the form of Nina that came back to Port Charles. And I think all of us thought that once the spell was broken, so truth about Nina, she's like that spell that has to do with him being weird. Once that was broken, we would get Sunny back. Because I think that's the whole idea, right? When a character strays, something happens, and they kind of come back. It's not like a Jason storyline where he literally like had brain damage and had this whole new life that happened for 20 years and all that. But the thing about with Sunny, it was that I'm watching the scenes today and I said to myself, I'm like, okay, well, all right. So Sunny never it got worse once the news about Nina came out. And I just figured, okay, well, I guess they're just building on this. You know what I mean? I think as a fan, you expect Sunny to go back to who he once was. But then I was like, maybe they're building on Mike. And then they revealed the whole like medication thing. And how awful is that? But also accurate. Well, what's the point? Like, you organize all these assassinations and then they're like, not this one. We'll just let him do it to himself. Like, we'll target his meds. And they made a whole show of it. Like, even the guy was saying that this was kind of interesting because like it mirrors the real life. Like, you know, we know that Maurice Bernard has his podcast. Yes. He's been very open about his bipolar. And it was so interesting, the dialogue and how they chose to say it, a crime boss openly afflicted and talking like that was a big part of who he was. I felt like very much mirrored real life. Yes. But the whole meds mess was kind of intense, being like, I got the person to do this. And then you're watching today's episodes and just the fact that like, now we're looking at Sunny through a different lens. And so now we were watching it through that lens of the medication, because frankly, his interaction with Carly, I literally told Johnny, I'm like, I am watching Sunny through the eyes of Scott right now. That's what's going on.
Wow.
And until like the medication, and then I'm watching Ava, and it kind of makes my stomach turn, because now that we have more information, I'm watching Sunny, I'm watching Ava, and we all know the relationship between Ava, medication, bipolar, Morgan.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So that was just a heavy visual. But then yesterday we got another weird thing. So now that we got this reveal about Valentine, how are we not superimposing that onto Ava as well, particularly because of her, well, also all of her actions, but her comment that she made yesterday when he wouldn't stop, like, oh my gosh, who would have thought, me and you, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, people aren't who you think they are.
Yeah, that was so odd. So it's like, is she talking about him? Is she talking about herself?
Well, I felt like she was giving us a clue, and she certainly wasn't talking about Sunny, because I feel like Sunny is sort of this, he's being taken out of the equation. You know, like in that moment, it's not like, oh, Sunny isn't who he thinks. No, like Sunny is being kind of taken out as this caricature, and there's a lot of stuff happening around him. So that was very much a comment about her, but it was also just disturbing. And then like we kind of saw this week, like, to me, it's weird. Like, I know that Ava has always felt a type of way about Michael, and it could very much be about the time he took custody of her daughter. So perhaps she hasn't let that go. But I just find it strange for somebody, you know, like, you had an adult daughter, right? Kiki was, you know, was with Michael and that kind of a thing. And she talks fondly about Kiki. They had a rocky relationship, but, you know, she doesn't get to have her daughter. And that's still very traumatizing. Exactly. Everything came back up with Spencer. So I'm just finding it hard to believe through the Ava that has grown, who we actually see still grieving, which is normal. You never really stop doing that. But then when I see how she is when it comes to Michael, like, forget Michael, the dynamic of being father and son, and the way that, like, yeah, we know he trusts you, but, and he's allowed you to be present at these meetings, but all of a sudden she's taken the role of gatekeeper.
Oh my God. And, like, on top of it, like, you're talking about the whole son thing, and it kind of is making me review those moments, you know, the way when she's talking to Sunny about Dante being his son. Oh. And then today, Sunny actually said to Carly, Michael, your son.
So disgusted. That was the moment I saw Scott's eyes. And I mean, look, I was grossed out by the way, like, and I understand that Michael and Sunny went at each other really aggressively, but we all saw, like, yes, Michael was doing things, but he's the kid and you're the dad. You know what I mean? Yes, he's an adult child, but still. And Sunny did not, during all that time, embody this unconditional love parent that he portrays. And that's why I'm saying I'm seeing him through Scott's eyes, is that everyone is seeing this glossy version and ignoring the rest. But now take that in a more microscopic perspective and just look at how he treats his kids. Like, he doesn't treat Michael that way, but then we see him doting on Christina. I'm like, yeah, because you're kind of like, you're a non-starter. You're not really part of the big event. And it's easy for him to show up and not do much and be praised in your eyes. And it's like, we know that as long as Sunny feels good, he'll adore you for adoring him. And I mean, over the past few years, the way I saw, yes, we know he chose Nina over Michael over and over, but his aggression, the fact that he would make a tiny bit of effort, and then if Michael bit back, he would, like, attack aggressively. Like, all those times I was just, like, losing respect for him in that sense. And just being like, this is ridiculous. You're totally not the guy you keep saying that you are. And then even lately, I kept saying, like, Michael should just cut his losses, you know, at this point.
Right.
And when I saw that, I was like, there's no coming back from that for me. And yes, they made it to be the meds, but I wonder, because it's hard to ignore the divides that they're going out of their way to make. Like, with Ava, I don't know if this is Ava being Ava and who they want her to be, or if this is Ava being threatened. Because obviously after today's episode, we know that she has an agenda. Like, you know, she, it's one thing to allow her space in Sunny's life to get to her head and actively gatekeeping, but we're seeing her sow the divide. And because this wasn't her initial reaction about Jason. She played it along because she was reading Sunny and she didn't want to, like, create a conflict. But regardless of her feelings for Carly and everything, she's always been like a Valentine, very fair in her assessment and objective, regardless of anything else. And that's out the window. Like, it's completely out the window. And she really is isolating Sunny from everyone. And I'm like, I don't know, like, really all of this for custody, or is it more?
Right? Because you're like, is there a bigger plan here? Is she, you know, this whole dipping her toe back into the mob, or is she really, like, jumping in with 2 feet?
Well, I mean, now that, well, look, Valentine, it happened in secret. We just got this big reveal today. So it's hard not to think, is it possible that there's so much going on with Ava that we're just not aware of? It's just kind of like, I don't know how to say this, but, like, obviously there's a lot of talk of new writers, and if you listen to us, you know that we don't research anything, so we only know what we see you guys comment. And like I said before, you know how, like, sometimes dialogue will summarize things for you?
Yes.
It almost felt like the writers might have been new. Like, let's just say we're going with that, the writers are new. It's like, who are you summarizing it for? Because you're doing it to a degree where it's like, you might be new, but us, the audience, we're not new.
We're really not.
You know what I mean? Like, it was almost like General Hospital is brand new to everybody. Like, what is going on? It's like, I just, like, again, just everything, like with Ava particularly, it's like, I like the trajectory she was on. So I'm just sort of weirded out. Like, another character that completely weirded me out this week was Christina.
Oh my God, right? Because she was making such progress in the character she was becoming and the part in her family that she was playing. And that scene with her and Molly and then the scene with Joss was just, blech.
I couldn't believe it. She shows up. Molly is prosecuting the case, which I thought was huge. Right? And I love how they threw in a little explanation on how that came to be. But when they were talking, because like I liked Molly. So the, like, I mean, she was honest from the beginning of how she feels about Jason. But again, she's doing her job. But the fact that Christina's like, you know, you can't let your feelings get in the way of this because, you know, he is guilty and you have to kind of lean that way. I was like, what? I was like, is this like pregnancy hormones or something? Because nothing you're saying makes any sense. Like, you literally talk to Sam and you're like, Jason would never. And you were like,
right,
kind of getting angry at Sam for talking a type of way about Danny's father in front of him. And I like that Molly called her on all of it because Sunny says that, because Sunny thinks that. Like, you had a brain until you spoke to Sunny. I couldn't believe that Christina was talking to Molly about the evidence. She's like, did you know?
I know.
About, yeah. Otherwise, she wouldn't be standing there in the courtroom today. Like, you so actually weird. Think you're bringing something to Molly and this case that Molly doesn't know and didn't know before you?
It was so odd. It felt like we were watching a different year.
Honestly, I was so taken aback that I was just like, I'm so worried about that kid. Like, if that were me and I were Molly, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I really don't want my kid to catch stupid because I don't know what's happening here. But I'm like, this does not make any sense. And the fact that there was all this, like, I didn't know what to think, you know, like, Christina's acting out of her mind. Molly's trying to navigate this. And at the most stressful time in her career, like, moment, you know, she's dealing with a lot. But then it was like, sisters, like how it ended. And I'm like,
yes,
what? You're acting like this is like a normal interaction? And so, and then they, so they have this, and then they take Christina, they put her in a hallway, and all of a sudden she's saying more opposite land things. She's like, well, you don't think my sister can have professional objectivity? I was like, what? It was like one way with Sam, then opposite with Molly, then opposite again with Joss. Like, I couldn't even follow the stupidity, but I love that Joss was like, your dad's wrong about everything, all the things. What's wrong with you? I love that.
I loved it. I loved it so hard.
Oh my gosh. So like, that to me was just like a lot. Like, we had this, like, these scenes last week, you know, with like her and Sunny and what's her name, Natalia, like Blaze's mom, and you're like, wow, this is like pretty awesome, except for all of her like fangirling over her dad. True. And then this week, I just couldn't with this.
I just, and it was a lot to manage. And then there was the whole, like, I like that they finally broke down the Trina situation as well, because that was a big hard line too, but we couldn't really like get to the bottom of what that was about.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting when we kind of understood, but we only understood what Trina was really feeling about Spencer and like kind of the idea she had that was really impacting her, like this idea that she thought the phone call would still happen. But like the only scene I thought was normal was Joss and Christina at the courthouse. Anything else I can't say is super, I'm like, huh? You know, like, especially Jocelyn realizing that Dex was in the mob, you know, like, and then and then Trina coming in being like, oh, you're supporting Jason. I'm like, he could have shot my dad. I'm like, first of all, that dad is fairly new. What happened to the old one? I was like, why is everyone care? Like, who is connecting these dots? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just felt completely thrown. And the only thing that made me feel somewhat normal was that scene with Jocelyn and Trina at the courthouse, where they were just sort of like reconnecting. I found that there was like a strong female friendship being depicted, especially with the Ava Nina one just falling by the wayside. And and then they even have that like fun girlfriend moment, like when Dex came in and Trina giving that look, like that was normal. But then it was like earlier in the week, we had Trina, Joss, and Michael come in. The most awkward condolences I've ever seen. Like, Spencer is also, like, Michael's cousin, like, family. Yeah. And it's like, oh, Trina. I'm like, for a guy who's lost, I don't know how many girlfriends, that to death, you know? I didn't think that, like, Michael would be that awkward about it.
Apparently, he can be.
Oh my gosh. And then, so that was the first time I learned of, like, I was like, okay, so this Jason divide is going deep, because now it's a thing between Jocelyn and Trina. And then that's the first I hear of this, like, anything related to Curtis.
Are you going to jump to his scene?
Yeah. So then... So Curtis is like, you know, he, again, in terms of opposite land, he met with Miss Wu and he's being all Mr. Cool with his dad. Oh, don't listen to her. You know, she just thinks for herself, like an opportunist. No, no, no. But she's right. What if I am that important? What if people really care? And out of all the people on the rooftop, Sunny, Anna, their connections to the WSB, what if I was the target? What if they wanted to take me down because they liked my club? Like, what?
I couldn't, what? I could not. Even Laura was like really awkward during that conversation. Like, maybe you shouldn't listen to all of that.
Like, again, Laura's like, I still don't see how you fit in to the headlines here, Curtis, but maybe you should consider the source. And I'm like, that is excellent advice for a PI. A PI. I mean, look, I love laughing, and that's what happened during all those scenes, because I was just like, I mean, it's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing, but it's super funny that he was like sitting on this and being like, I think this could have all been about me.
Yeah, like, it's too much. It was too much. Too much.
Oh gosh. But again, the Jason lines just carved right down the middle.
Okay, were you confused when, like, okay, when episode ended and Carly was there waiting, Anna was talking to Jason, and then the next day for like 100%. 3 days, and then Sam's in there yelling at him, and I'm like, but what happened to Carly?
100%. I was like, she's still waiting out there. I'm like, did she not? Is she still? Because this is a lot of days and a lot of people. And I just thought it was funny how many people are like, did you shoot Dante? Did you Dante? So more opposite land stuff. Okay, more opposite land. So as you mentioned, Sam goes to visit him. So Sam with Christina, which like, oh, if you have any faith in Jason, go talk to Carly. She walks in. Did you shoot Dante? No, I believe you. I'm like, what? I'm having whiplash watching this week. But I have to admit, I agree with everything she said. Like, I agree with everything Sam was angry about. Her finishing with like, you're never going to see him or stay away from him. The reason why I feel a type of way about that is just, it's one of those things. Like, when you're dealing with toddlers or kids, you can't say stuff that you can't back. You know what I mean? You know, when we threaten them, like, you're not going to watch TV for a week. It's like, of course you are, because otherwise I will go insane. So you're going to end up watching the TV. So it's kind of like, for me, I'm like, you're saying something that's not fully possible, and it's a lot, and I get you might want that, but I just didn't feel like that was like realistic and something that was sustainable. So I was like, okay. But you know, they've obviously been depicting and showing how Sam is just out of touch when it comes to Danny, despite the fact that he's being pretty straightforward about his feelings. Like, nothing's a mystery, but she's talking like he agrees with her. And
like, if he's Jake, she's talking like if he's Jake and not Danny.
And Jake's not her son.
Exactly.
Oh God. I just have to say, the boys, like, I can't even express the awe in watching Jake and Danny have it out, because I'm like, this is incredible.
Right?
This moment is about Jake, Danny, Rocco, Aiden. I'm like, all these new generation of characters that we've known, and I'm not going to say watched grow up, because sometimes
You know, we blink.
Right. And they're like, oh, what is this? Maybe that one doesn't know Danny all that well.
Maybe, like, right?
And so I was just thinking this was so amazing. And I just felt that because they're both Jason Juniors, that that's the reason they each landed a punch.
100%. Because I'm looking at them too. And it's like in my head, I'm going between, like, you know, we have the Jason Quartermain, we have the Jason Morgan. Which Jason are you going to be?
I also think it's this, because it's like when Sam's been talking about like who Jason was, and even herself, like when she was worried about Danny's temperament and, like, you know, affinity for like risk and danger. Like, that's the thing about Jason. Yes, he's calm, cool, and collected, but he does dive straight for danger. Carly said he's really impatient, but he disciplines himself. Like, he wants to act, but he doesn't. So I just feel that Jake and Danny are just two different sides of him, right? It's different sides that people have come to know. And I feel like Jake is more the calm, wise version of Jason. And I feel like Danny is more like the wild version of Jason. And we've even seen the Jason Morgan character grow. You know, like, he hasn't been Jason Quartermain for the longest time. He hasn't necessarily ever gotten those memories back. But as Jason Morgan, he went from that rebellious guy to suddenly, you know, understanding his parents' perspective and even leaning closer to them over time. So it's like there's been a lot of maturity and growth within the Jason Morgan character itself.
Just bringing up Jason Quartermain, another opposite land situation, when Anna was talking to Jason and asked if him and Jagger were reminiscing about high school.
I know. Like, Jagger is like, I don't know how old, like an FBI. And like a couple of weeks ago, he's like, so she was my high school girlfriend. But yeah, because it's like, she knows that they know each other. And that's the thing, like, Jason doesn't have Jason Quartermain memories, right? So this would have to be stories he's told, and the story would have to be important enough for him to hear. But I'm thinking he did know Robin as Robin, as Robin Quartermain, as Jason Quartermain, and then Jason Morgan. So I think, like, Robin spanned both parts, right?
Both lives, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting when Jason was like, oh my gosh, I've been had.
Right?
Yeah. So then he was like, now I'm going to spill my guts to the least reliable cop I know. I was like, good move. But he won't tell Diane, who can't repeat this story, right?
You know, it's so frustrating. So gosh darn frustrating.
But we're going to tell Anna, and who knows what and who she'll help. Yeah. Well, he didn't tell Sunny everything. Like, he told Anna, like, about the pikeman and all that. But he tells Sunny, I'm an informant. He's like, to protect who? Me. That's what I mean.
I love that so hard.
Like, he did not give all the infos. And, and like, Sunny doesn't even know what he's an informant for. It's like, if he was an informant on you, you'd be in jail. Like, the dots are not connecting.
Oh, boy. Oh,
you wanted me dead, so dead. And then Carly's like, but you're here.
It was so, like, Carly was the star of that show. Honestly, she's like, she was the one representing us. Like, this is Bizarro Land, and I'm going to speak very loudly about it.
I know. She's like, what is she doing here? Why does she get to listen? And then later on, I couldn't take it. I love how they had to, I mean, soap opera fans can be intense. So I'm looking back, realizing how they position these scenes, okay? Mm-hmm. So we find out about his medications being played with, and then we heard Sunny say things about Carly. I don't know if that was to help some fans cope, be like,
I think
because of his medication, don't worry. He doesn't mean it, because he's like, I don't know how I ever loved Carly. And I was like, excuse you?
Exactly.
He's like, you know, I thought that no matter what I did, no matter how many times I betrayed her, and then
how many women I enemy, slept with,
and then kept torturing her and our family, and then tried to put her in jail, I thought that she would be there for me no matter what I did to her. And sometimes people have limits, like, where do they get off? Boundaries. He's like, these are my survival instincts. And I'm like,
I could not.
Okay.
I was just waiting for him to throw the glass, because that's the Sunny that we know when he's off medication. So that was going to be like the clincher.
Yeah, and I yeah, and then like Johnny was like, "But doesn't Ava think there's something weird?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, look at her
Right?
face. She's not like she's obviously up to something." So that they made abundantly clear today. But yeah, like because I thought initially when she was having the talk, like when Michael was there, and she was making all these faces in the background. At one point, I thought she was smirking, but then when I looked back and took the photo, it's similar to the look she gave today. Like, what is happening? Like she's there. She does have a lot of sunny knowledge, so she has something to measure it against.
Yes.
And it is weird.
It's weird. And then that whole case, okay, so we finally get a kiss, and then he's like, okay, good night. Peace out. Like it's completely normal.
But the way her face was and the whole kiss, it felt like, okay, so mission complete, but I was never a fan of this part of the mission. Is
Yes.
what it
Like,
looked like because I thought she was having feelings. And perhaps she feels awkward, but we also know she has ulterior motives. And so she looked kind of like check, but oh. And
Yeah,
also
it was
hiding the
definitely
phone.
weird.
Like she wanted to keep him
Okay.
in that space.
Yes, because she's like the thing she said, like you said, keeping him in one place, not going until tomorrow. What's happening between now and tomorrow over
A
the
lot has to go down because
weekend?
everyone, like the news is spreading that
Yes.
he's like timing is everything, you know? Like I just lost my best friend a few hours ago and now my son's alive. And I'm like, 'cause those are the same. Those are the same. A grown man saying I lost my best friend and
I
I'm
know,
being
I
rewarded and my son
know.
is alive. Those are not
Bella.
things. Those are not things that you say out loud.
No, and we all know he doesn't know how to use the internet or potentially use a phone. So he's not going to be, he's really under her thumb until he gets up the next day.
Let's all remember she put it on the mantle. Like she just moved it like across the room,
This is her
not
devious
even
plan.
hidden.
I will put it here.
So we know that he's like, "Oh, I've lost my memory. Why search who I am or look at headlines?
Well,
It's
exactly.
too much." Now it's like the phone's on the sofa. I'll figure it out
Oh
tomorrow.
my God, I'm
And
just gonna
she
keep Ava in my life. Nothing else exists now
nothing
because
else matters. And then she's like, "Do you want me to make that second call?" No, that's too much
too much
effort.
work.
Too much. Unbelievable,
I
but I'm so
can't.
glad like the truth came out. I mean, I'd love to see how Jake, that's another divide, right? Between Jake and Danny, and I'm wondering how Jake will feel about this news. But
Yes,
even Olivia,
yes.
because at the trial, I mean, like Christina says, you have to take sides. And so we saw them do that, but it's just, I feel like Olivia's side is a little too close to Drew's side.
Yeah.
It's close. And then I read a comment somewhere. I saw a comment somewhere where somebody was asking something about like, you know, why are all these people here? And then someone was explaining like why some of the characters would be present at the trial. And about Nina, they said she's always somewhere she shouldn't be. And I started laughing. So it's like you have this like dramatic moment, right? The Jason trial, we already see the previews outside between Christina and Joss. We know this is like a hot thing. Olivia walks in, and I'm like, what is with the fact that every time Olivia has a man in her life, like in a hospital bed, there's always like a direct conflict between that situation and Carly?
Very true.
I don't know. And
Interesting.
then, you know, Drew coming in and all that stuff, but then Nina shows up. And she feels the need to talk to Carly. So this is what I cannot, like, this is why I'm looking forward to the day that her attention gets turned toward Ava, because I'd love to see the way she'll mess with Ava. Because she walks into the courtroom. She's like, "Oh my God, hi, Carly. Yeah, I want to talk to you. Things happen that had nothing to do with you, but I'm gonna make them be about us. So I'm back at Crimson again. It's stuff with Drew, and I'm so thankful because I'm assuming you were behind it, like you are behind everything in my life, good and bad."
It was so awkward. And Carly's like, I do not give two hoots.
Yeah, I think I want to be here for Sunny, who's also not here, and be there for his family, like as if she's winning an Oscar right now. She's like, I want to
Yes,
be here,
yes.
and then I loved it when she's like, "Did you ask his family about?"
I love it. She was so blunt, truly the audience.
More room to play with that obvious truth, you know? There was a blatant review of Nina's work history between
Yes.
Alexis, Drew, and Olivia. And being like, okay, so no, well, she's also at my hotel. Like there were make because it's like you're a publisher, editor of Crimson, and also a co-owner of the hotel.
What? She got three jobs.
But they're not easy jobs to have. And then when Olivia told Drew, like, welcome, like, the support group, what did she call it? She had a name for it. And
Nina.
Yes, was wait, yeah. What? Oh, no, not Nina, not Anonymous. Nina? And I'm like, a support group for people who have to work with Nina. Like, that's hilarious. But then it's like, you know, Christina, I did not know how bad things were, that she saw Nina in the hallway. And we thought,
another bizarre world.
This is hard. I can't talk about Christina and Nina because I feel like I'm saying the same word. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it feels like a longer word and not two different
names. A Canina. We could call it Canina. Just so, together.
Because we were saying all this time, like... We never got to see Christina react, right?
Right.
Like, oh my gosh. There was nothing to fear.
So disappointing, honestly.
I think Christina got sprinkled with the Nixon Falls dust. She's like,
under
Sonny Mike, I'm one of the important kids. I'm not giving up my top spot. And the only way my dad will accept me and be all warped is if Nina stays, because she's the spell. Right? We thought she'd break the spell, but Chrissy is like, no, stay. My dad's never been happier with you. And I'm like, what is happening? And I love Sonny's like, you know, everybody betrayed me, but Ava. And I'm like, you are right. Right. The whole Morgan thing, not to mention the recent, like, knowing about the SEC thing and whatever she's doing now. Oh my gosh. But then watching Christina, not only when they're having this conversation, it was what got me was Christina's stupid wise face nod. So like at the end of their conversation, Christina puts on a wise face and nods, a nod of support. Yes. I'm glad we had this talk. You got to hear what you wanted to hear. I get to believe what I want to believe about myself. This has been a good moment. What is happening? They're like
perfect together, those two.
But they are, like, that conversation, you're just like, oh my gosh. What saved it all for me is Elizabeth. I've been thinking about Elizabeth's journey. The fact that she walked in, I really loved Elizabeth's cameo in the Joss Christina fight. I love how she came in and kind of dealt with them and stopped the fight. But I liked how she's being portrayed. Like, for years, you know, Elizabeth, she had a young family. And a lot of her scenes had to be, like, with the kids being babysat, or if they were at the hospital, go to the vending machine. Like, most of her kids were raised by the vending machine, so we thought, for a long time. And she was always running around making ends meet. There was so much going on. And what I find we're seeing now, you know, with her, like, new job and the boys being grown and seeing the job, you know, like, now we're all of a sudden zooming in. So it's really cool.
Yes.
I find the way I'm looking at it is that we've been with Elizabeth her whole journey. And I feel like on some level she's arrived and her life is so stable. Yes. And we're getting to zoom in to see the product of all of her work and investment in herself and her boys, that dedication. And we're getting to see it. And what I think is really cool is that Elizabeth is finally in a place where she is able to extend herself to those around her. And she's able to support her friends with their kids, because for a long time, right, she needed her village. She needed the support. Everybody was helping, you know, Elizabeth along the way. And it's really cool to kind of watch her come full circle and to be this stable figure who's kind of like made it close to the finish line and is in a place to, let's say, support, you know, Sam with her boys and supporting even like Finn with raising his daughter and all of this stuff. Like, she's just like, to me, I found that to be cool. Like, her role of like, look at all the chaos, you know, Carly's in there with Michael. So she's there with like Joss and Christina. She's there with Danny. So she's kind of taking on that kind of like Carly role with the kids that she kind of used to dominate. And now it's there with Elizabeth. So I think it speaks volumes to like how far her character has grown.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I absolutely love it. I love how she, you know, their moments with Sam, how bonded they are. Like, it's so much for Jason to understand that all of these three women support each other.
Oh, yeah. Like, when she's like, Elizabeth painted it for me. He's like, okay.
Yeah, he looked really cool. Like, oh, this is new. I guess there's a lot of new things I'll have to learn.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, it's over now. Like, the trial.
The trial's over. I don't know what they're going to do about Jagger John Cates. And I mean, there's still the Pikeman situation to deal with, but like, he's a free man. Does he get $5 million back though?
Michael does. Well,
Michael
I think.
Gets
you get a refund if they're in the sand. But like,
for less than 24 hours, you get your money's back.
But like, okay, so the thing about Jason, like, he's under someone's people's thumbs. There's thumbs out
yes,
there.
Yes, there's couple. Thumbs. Big
there's
thumbs.
The FBI thumbs and there's the pikeman thumbs.
Yes.
And so he doesn't know what he's allowed to do.
Yeah.
So that's scary for us. But in terms of all of that, I mean, how could you forget, Mel? There's a plan in place.
There is.
Oh, yeah. Anna knows everything that Jason told her.
Oh,
and
yes.
She's got a new detective on the force.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What did you think of that scene and how she relates to Dax? I was like, if you've screwed up in the real world, you can work at the PCPD.
That was essentially what she said. She's like, why are you so concerned about attempting to murder an old man? To my recollection, you didn't even succeed. I succeeded in shooting a little girl. You know, this is what this is all about.
Chances.
I think I wrote Anna effing banana. Look at her go. Just up to her. Same old, same old. So look, I don't hate this idea. I honestly think it's the best idea ever.
I love it.
Because she needs like a special agent to help her work the Jason case. She can't have like anybody interfering. And because Dex is so hell-bent on taking Sunny down, I don't even know why or how. Like, I don't even know, like,
don't know.
His conviction about this. He's like, I just want to date Joss. And I'm like, so then just be a cop. But I liked everything she said, where, because I asked Johnny, I'm like watching this and she's very concerned about the fact, like, you know, Dex, are you willing to risk your life? You know, she was trying to explain, like, you keep coming to the police station, like, just openly, in and out, in and out. Like, at some point, you know, Sunny might just murder you for just that, you know? And so I asked Johnny, I'm like, do you think the police normally would be like, you know what, we're going to reject this reporting of a crime because we're so concerned about your life as a witness? He's like, no, no, like they would have like,
this is like poor Charles shenanigans
with the whole thing. I was just asking. But yeah, I think it is the best way for him to stay safe and be exactly who Joss needs him to be.
Yes, I think it's going to be, I mean, obviously they still spark like crazy. So
yes.
Just them staring at each other. I was like, oh my God, there's people around, guys.
But she's special, right? She's still special. She's not trustworthy enough because even when she's like, man, like nobody knows where Jason was. Michael's like, where's mom? I need to tell her things that we can't tell you because you just go back and forth, you know? Like, I hate Sunny because he's in the mob. What? I just found out what the mob was all this time.
I thought it was a coffee importer all this time, guys. I thought that's what the mob was about, coffee.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so I loved when Carly's like, you know, but today she didn't want to talk about things that she couldn't get answers to. She wanted to talk about right now, and they wanted to talk about timing.
But she took a long pause and I thought we were going to make out.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that. But I think that they're taking it seriously. Everything else, they're like, we could just throw this to the wolves. Like everyone else, they're going to say weird things. They're going to do weird things. We're going to twist everyone's characters. But these two, let's make it normal. Let's make it go in a decent place. Yes. Until someone trips on some lips. But like, I love that moment. Like that was so precious to me when she's like talking to him about the room or what it meant to her. But that's the thing. Like, who does that with a friend? Like, I was thinking about that time when I used to make up all the excuses to go to Jake's so we could sleep together. I'm so happy to have my friend back. Like, I don't know what to
really
think
good
of that.
Friends, I guess.
I know
friends like that.
I know. And then that's the thing. When they were talking about timing, she's like, it's always been right, like him showing up. And then he's like, or the worst. And I'm like when Sunny came back from the dead, it was the worst.
The worst.
But I love when she hugged him and got to be her silly self and was like, oh my gosh. Because she hasn't been able to be light in forever because she's always on guard because there's literally no one to catch her if she falls. And so the fact that she said, you know, like, do you think I'm psychic? And just watching him look at her that way, that was amazing. Oh. Super nostalgic, loving it. And I'm hoping, like, I feel like Jason's seen enough. He's like, okay, so from what I've gathered, it would make sense if we slept together now.
Right? Like between the beers and just like the cuteness and the moment when Anna called and she's like, yeah, when I see him, I'll tell him. And Anna's like, uh-huh. Even she's like, they were making out and I interrupted them, but like, I have to make this call.
I know. It was so cute. What I loved, I just thought it was crazy because every time you see Jason, you can see the torment and how much he missed everyone.
Yes, like truly as a human being.
Yeah, like so sad all the time.
Like watery eyes.
Like I swear, when Carly was arguing with Sunny, like not today, yesterday, when she first went there and he was being like a poo, I was like, why are you wasting your time? Jason is back.
That, really.
Get your house ready. Get your bed right ready. Up? Get out. Yes. Get ready for a good time.
Honestly.
That's what I would have been doing. I would not have been wasting my time with Sunny. I'd been making the bed. I'd be like, let's get ready. Let's go. Come over. But like even Sam, what I loved, this is what I thought was an interesting conversation when Sam met Stella.
Yes.
Sounds like a movie. When Sam met Stella, she's like, I don't know what to call you. It's kind of like we're family. And I'm like, thanks for the summary. I'm best friends with Curtis and TJ is my brother. And you are you. Do you want to hear about my life story in this hospital? I've lived here for a really long time. I liked
dangerous
men. And then I grew up and I almost ended up with a doctor. So now I'm on a different side of things. You see this guy, he's so good. Not dangerous, not a criminal, but he's also dangerous from my heart. Does that about sum it up? This is where I am in my life right now.
So weird.
Because the thing is, I felt that had been depicted, right? That's what I thought. What was interesting about Sam's character and her growth is watching her move away from this, because that is a normal story. That's a real life story. You are a certain way. You might make decisions that are destructive. You have a certain path. And then all of a sudden you change, you grow out of who you once were. And then you start making different decisions and you start having a different life. That's a relatable storyline. And I watched it unfold. And then right then and there, they just had to be so damn obvious about it.
I know. It was all very bizarre, but I'm so glad that Dante woke up in the nick of time, because like you said, poor Rocco would have had two parents in a coma.
Yeah, I love that. I love their conversation, though. Stella did an impeccable job kind of like talking with her, showing her by example how it's not a place of rest. And I had said the word Mike because of Turning Woods. But I like that, because allowing Sam to process what all this was for her, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the fact that Mike was there. And I was telling Johnny how Mike and Dante are very interrelated, in the sense that when Mike had passed, like at the church, there was this big flash of light. And then when that stopped, Dante had walked in, and that was his return.
Yes.
So I thought that was cool. There was that like connection, but the whole like Rocco element, because it's kind of insane that the story goes that both of your parents end up in a long-term, like in a coma. It's just odd.
Right. It's not the usual soap situation.
No, it would have been another accident, you know? Like it would have been something very different. But I'm glad that he pulled through, because in my head, with the previews of everybody being in a courtroom, I just thought all this money on a trial, and then Dante would just wake up and it would all be a waste of money. So I'm glad he woke up when he did. But I mean, again, at the courthouse, watching the sides, you know, watching who was behind Molly, watching Elizabeth join her fam and who she chose to sit with. And then even Danny, talk about lines drawn.
So stinking cute. Also,
you know what I mean?
He's such an adorable young man, and just like his little sneakiness.
It's very cute. I mean, Elizabeth caught him, so I like that connection between Sam and Elizabeth, and how I feel that they're kind of like co-raising their Jasons together.
Yes, absolutely.
And so like the fact that they're so involved in each other's lives in that way. And so, but Danny, like think of who was on the other side. There was Olivia. There was Drew.
Absolutely.
There was his aunts. There was his grandma. Like that was intense to me.
It really was.
And Molly, that was so amazing. And I'm like, generations of Davis women just getting crushed by Diane.
Right? Diana's like, Tal, sit down.
I know. I loved it so much. Like, there was this scene that I really liked where Alexis goes up to Molly. It was just the visual. So she goes up to Molly and she goes, how's it going? Like, all happy. Mm-hmm. And then Molly turns, and then you catch in that scene Diane confidently doing her thing, Molly staring at her freaked out. I'm like, that is so funny. How is it going? And then you see that face. It was hilarious, but she did such a good job. She did such an amazing job. And I'm like, you know what? This won't be such a like weird thing for Jason, because even if he comes in, he's not going to recognize that Molly anyway.
Well, that's exactly it, right?
So I thought that was funny. Imagine that baby girl that you gave a Valentine's budget to is like prosecuting you. Hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, right?
I know. That's why I thought it was hilarious. Robert's like, I don't want Robin to be mad at me. But it made sense for Molly to do that.
I know. That's why Anna's like, you're such an idiot. I'm like, well, what is it? The kettle calling the thing?
Yeah, Mel. Way to call them stupid.
Okay. Let's see. I loved the Carly Jagger scene where she calls him out on him just like living in high school.
Yes, because he kind of is, though.
No, but truly, he needs to get over this woman.
I know. But he's not. He's just mad at everyone. It's like he came back to Port Charles and everything just came rushing back.
Honestly.
I was just staring at a line I liked. I liked how happy Diane was to have Jason there, how she like talks about him, how fond she is of him. And she's probably so happy to have some normalcy back with Jason. Absolutely. And I like when she walked in because she saw Sam leaving. And she's like, mm-hmm. I'd ask how things went, but I don't want to talk to myself. And I was just
I love it. And I love what she said to Carly, you know, like about having her client back and blah, 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 blah. And that Carly said to her, like, you're sticking to your story. Like, everybody's just happy to have their person back, right?
I know. But it's like, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. Because the thing is, the truth came out, but the damage is done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really know what this is going to mean for the characters. Because it's like, Christina was so hell-bent on this. Like, at what point is she going to open up her eyes? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to think about this. Like, I liked the fiery Christina. And I just, again, like I said, for me, I just feel cheated. Because yes. I saw the Christina who saw her father when he came back from the dead. And I just think that, like, if you're going to, like, emphasize this relationship now and, you know, the way that Sunny stood by her when Natalia was there, I just feel like how is it possible that you never even let us see Christina process what Nina did? If her whole personality is essentially her dad and being obsessed with him, that it doesn't make sense that she's never mad at Nina. And I just kind of wish that we got those scenes of her processing her dad's return, processing Nina's role in it. But like, nothing means anything to her. And I guess at this point, I could see why she wouldn't care. She had a place in her dad's life. And the things that Nina did didn't really impact Christina. They impacted, as Sunny pointed out, and as the lines are drawn, Carly and Michael are just something else altogether that can easily be lifted out. And it seems like people don't care if they are.
Yeah, it is frustrating that, like, her position in her dad's life is the only thing that matters. But we know, because we watch the show, that Dante's number one. She's like, she moved up because Michael's out of the picture.
Yeah, and I don't know, sadly. Like, Sunny kind of having all this anger and being all Mr. Tough Guy. I mean, Dante literally said, I owe Jason my life. So what's going to happen there?
Well, that's exactly it. How is Dante going to talk to Sunny, who is... unfortunately, the way he is right now because of Valentine, and have a real conversation with him.
But even Olivia, right? Even Drew. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the damage is done. Like, Olivia was quick to judge on a lot of things. And I'm just like, what is going on?
Well, it's so frustrating given with what everything happened with, Eddie, and then the whole Nina thing and her hiding this secret and them just becoming friends again. I just... struggled in her not being able to be a little more open-minded.
Yeah. And I know, and the last thing on like the Christina part is just that, forget all the Sunny stuff. We saw her grow as a person in taking on this surrogacy story. And it's not to say there can't be anything else. This is huge. All of this, like, mm-hmm. Jason return, and it looks like things are going to get worse with Sunny. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. I wonder. because they're really building up the sweetness in terms of like Christina Sunny. Is this going to be mm-hmm. the first time as Sunny declines that Christina will maybe move away from idealizing her dad, or maybe see the part that, let's say, maybe Dante's been exposed to, Michael's been exposed to?
I would kind of like that, just not so that she, so that her eyes become more open, that she's aware of who he is and the nuances with how he treats people.
It's just because it's so extreme, her perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like it's so blind, and it's not about exactly that, like turning against her dad, but it is about knowing who he is and deciding to support him anyway. But I just don't like that. It makes me feel like she's so naive, and I don't know that Christina is, because the one mm-hmm. that we saw sporadically over the years seemed to be the only one who was sort of like in therapy and actively working on themselves.
Yes.
So that's sort of why I'm kind of like annoyed with this sudden shift. But if this sudden shift and this extreme perspective she holds is because maybe she'll be exposed to a different version of her dad, again, doesn't mean it'll change her loyalty to him, but just seeing things a little bit more clearly, like everybody just so fixated on being right, like right or wrong, it makes sense that you'd want to stand by your dad regardless, but you don't always have to agree with someone to stand by them. As I can't believe I'm saying this, but what Ava pointed out to Sunny, I thought it was beautiful what she said when he was, that's the thing, we talked always about this wall and distance between Dante and Sunny, and it became extremely explicit this week when he goes, there was always a wall. But the fact that she said that wall is what allowed you to have a relationship despite your differences.
Yes.
That was like the most beautiful thing. She goes, you found a meaningful relationship. So anyways, I am looking forward to seeing what happens, because everybody kind of took a stance. Everybody kind of made their opinions clear. And, you know, a few people were wrong, but like, what does this mean? Because they clearly are creating divides. Loyalties matter, right? Remember Jagger making mm-hmm. that comment to Elizabeth? Like, we don't know where your yes. loyalties lie. So it'll be interesting to see where on earth all of this story goes.
Right? I'm really excited for next week. Like, I cannot wait to see, you know, more of Jason Carly, Jason living at Bobby's. Like, we're in a whole different ballgame right now. Valentine, how are we going to catch Valentine? All this good stuff.
Do you think that Dex is going to be Chase's new partner?
I kind of like to see Chase training Dex. Like him being like the mentor, because he's such a little puppy, and Dante is, you know, he's being, but now he should be moved up in that role of like being able to help somebody else.
But I mean, he was so angry being like, I'm going to go and figure this all out. And it's like all of it happened so fast. You know what I mean? Everything is kind of resolved. And I felt so bad because Anna made that comment about most valuable detective. Yep. He's like, Chase will be happy about that. And I was like, wait a second, shouldn't someone call Chase? Like, he's been visiting like 4 times a day and no one's called Chase.
Well, one thing we do know, a logistics corner moment, is that the sound noise was working that day when he was at the hospital with Brooklyn, because Willow and Elizabeth were like hearing about Jason like turning himself in and all of their very loud conversation in the hospital right near the nurse's station.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't with that. I'm like, okay, so the whole conversation, I'm like, no details left untold in that one.
Very loudly, yes.
Okay, so this is what I was thinking. I did a post about this, but like, I don't really understand Kate's in this whole situation. You know what I mean? Like, the more information we get on, let's say, where Jason's been or Pikeman or the FBI, the more it doesn't make any sense. Like, all I keep thinking, the fact that Kate's reached out to Jason while not sharing their history and acting like a total stranger.
Right.
And then I wondered, because of the backstory, if Kate's kind of wanted to use Sonny's, you know, brother in air quotes, because everyone keeps saying Sonny and Jason were like brothers, because mm-hmm. of the way he felt that Sonny came between him and his brother.
Well, the way he was acting, he's 100% that petty.
Yeah, because he's still literally in high school. And mm-hmm. I just don't understand. Like, they wouldn't stop talking about like an extraction team and all that. And it just didn't make sense to me, because it's like, okay, fine, Jason might have moved up in Pikeman, but what extraction team? Like, I'm so confused, because who was there with Jason then? Wouldn't that not be the Pikeman crew? So I just got really confused as to what team. But all I'm saying is that whoever Jason is, and I guess this Stone person, now that I guess the mystery is solved.
Yeah.
Stone is no one. Yes. People are scared of Valentine because they're clearly not scared of Jason. Jason is the one scared. Like, somebody didn't even hesitate to turn around and try to shoot Jason. And the FBI is willing to drop him. Like, I'm just so confused, and I am looking forward to those details. It's crazy that it was Valentine, the guy who brought Pike into Sunny in the first place.
Well, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gonna drag out that story.
I know, right? Be like, oh my gosh, Valentine, he seems to be affiliated with Pikeman.
He is the Pikeman.
All right. Thanks for letting us know. So this is Johnny today.
Valentine Cassadine.
He's like, so Pikeman's an organization. It's not anyone, is it? And I'm like, I'm starting to think that.
Yeah.
Starting to think that.
Oh my gosh, did we cover all of the things? Did we talk about all of the stuff?
I think we did. I think we did do something.
We did some things. We said a lot of words. Mm-hmm. I have one favorite line, which was when Robert went into Anna's office. And he's like, what? A man has to make an appointment to be with his ex-wife these days? It's like, yeah, you guys are weird. Super hilarious.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah, you're so lucky Diane didn't hear you.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So this is the first time I realized that the courthouse and the police station are like above or below each other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just learned that. My favorite line comes from Sarah Elizabeth, who is talking about raising boys and how sometimes she has to dig for their feelings with love or with a pickaxe.
So good. Love that line.
Yeah.
Okay, so stars. I mean, there's a lot of stars to give. There's like Carly stars, Jason stars, Jaw stars, Wackadoo Christina stars.
Oh, God. I'm giving a star to the Joss Trina scene because it was like the only thing me that felt normal. Mm-hmm. That felt like this is their dynamic. This is them. They were the most themselves in those scenes. Definitely a star to Molly for, you know, doing her best. She went up against Diane and honestly did not go burning up in flames that much at all. Actually, she did amazing. Yes. All the stars for Diane. Like honestly the court scenes, because when Molly made that CVS comment, his rap sheet is as long as a CVS receipt. I was laughing because she said that, and then you have like Joss rolling her eyes in the courtroom. Then there was the comment between Joss and Michael when he got bail and she goes, you brought your checkbook, and he's like, I never go to court without it.
So funny. Such good lines. Also, I'm gonna throw a star to the Jason Brooklyn moment, which was so unexpected he opened that postcard from Monica.
That's the emotion I forgot about, but I was thinking of Monica and Jason. Definitely a star to the Jasons, those next generation. So definitely to the whole, like, because that was crazy. They had a lot of deep content, you know, like this loyalty around Dante and Rocco and what they thought was best for the family. And I love how they're making it this official thing that like Dante, the Rocco, the Aiden, Camden, they're all together and they're a family. So I love star to all those boys. That was amazing.
Totally agree. And a big old star to cute, sweet Dante, who's awake now and still looks adorable.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, folks. That's a wrap. Have a fantastic Easter. Bye.
Bye.